I know Rick, the manager of GoGo's, got a really good working relationship with the Nyandi Rangers, and there was a smallish fire here last week, and the Rangers actually worked most of the evening, helping Rick put that out. And I understand that Rangers are elsewhere, but I'm just wondering if we can meet with the KLC and put a plan together, or help develop a plan that we can maximise the utilisation of Ranger personnel in trying to stop these wildfires.
So what are you proposing then with the Rangers and their role with bushfire prevention and response?
Well, what we need to do is explore what portion they are doing. Maybe one way or another that could be increased, that portion. More than that, we need to perhaps go to others and organise how we can best manage these fires.
There are a number of stakeholders involved when it comes to bushfire in the Kimberley. Why focus on the Rangers?
I think what you find, Tom, is that on most properties that the number of personnel permanently based there, particularly, you know, here on in towards Christmas and beyond, is minimal, or getting towards minimal. There's a general wind down in the area on the stations, and probably one of the most static workforces that you can access would be the Rangers. They're already savvy in radio work, they're savvy in GPS work, they've mobilised, they're suited out to take on fire, and they're very mobile, and they're familiar with the country in most cases.
And why are you proposing this?
We've got to have a serious look at why we've got so many fires. The amount of fire we have is absolutely ridiculous. It's far beyond anywhere else comparable in Australia, and it's just got to be curtailed. It's far too damaging to the environment, far too damaging to the pastoral industry. It's just been pulling in the gear.
So what's the next step? Where are you going to take this?
Well, in discussions with the people in the KLC, I've got to say they're very understanding. Hopefully we can put a meeting together, we being the KCA and any other interested partners, don't necessarily have to be the KCA, meet with the KLC and start to strategise how we're going to address this.
Grant Pipe is the superintendent for the Department of Fire and Emergencies for the Kimberley region. He says the KLC Rangers do a fantastic job of preventing and fighting fires, and this is just one of their many roles.
Kimberley Land Council manage the majority of the ranger groups in the Kimberley region, and all bet for me to say what their role is, but as I understand it is to work on country, and fire is just one part of that. So they've got many, many objectives and tasks that they need to undertake. But I can say we liaise with KLC nearly on a weekly basis, sometimes daily basis through the fire season, and do an outstanding job, and we often engage them to assist us in working to combat fire, whether it's in mitigation or whether it's in response.
Just how well equipped are the Rangers to fight fires? What involvement does DFES have with the training of those Rangers?
DFES provides all the basic type courses, and I suppose we've got to crawl before we can walk and walk before we can run, but a majority of KLC Rangers have been provided that training by DFES, but certainly they're the best people to have the understanding of country, where things are, the terrain, when it was last burned, all of these types of things that is critical information in the times of need in response.
Might DFES look at doing more training with Rangers to further enhance those skills?
Yeah, certainly the offer's there to KLC to provide DFES training to these Ranger groups, and to my knowledge we've never knocked them back and we'll always support them on doing these training initiatives. But again, some of these Ranger groups are in the start-up phase, so it probably wouldn't be appropriate for us to provide training. So it's quite a complex issue, but certainly the training, we're happy to provide it. Once we've provided that training, we've got a level of confidence at the level that they're at. Once we've got an understanding of the equipment, those sorts of things in the area, we certainly do engage them and often do.
Would you be willing to be part of roundtable discussions to explore Philip Hamm's proposal further?
Absolutely. Look, we would come to the table with any initiative that would have a better outcome for the Kimberley communities in the space of fire or any hazard.